This morning, I think you know this, and I'm sure I have mentioned this thought in times past, in years past, but every year, people set out to accomplish certain things in a certain amount of time. They have goals, they have dreams, they have ambitions, certain things that they would say, I want to accomplish this, and then they give themselves some kind of a time frame in which they want to accomplish it. Again, using a thought that I'm sure I have used, or using thoughts that I am sure I have used at different times in the past, somebody like myself may say something like this: I want to lose a certain amount of weight by this time, some point this year. I want to be able to wear that suit again, or I want to get into that pair of pants again, or whatever it may be. And so we have set this goal, or we have this intention, we have this desire that we want to do something by a certain amount of time. Someone may say something like this: I want to go back to school, I want to further my education, I want to achieve this academically. Someone may say this: well, I've got a financial goal that I would like to reach by a certain point, a relationship goal that I'd like to reach at a certain point. Whatever it may be, many goals, many dreams, many intentions are stated by people all the time. That being said, here's what you know: that for the dreams and the intentions and the goals and the ambitions and the desires that are stated by people, many of them go unmet. Many of them do not accomplish or do what they say they would like to do. They don't lose the weight, they don't go back to school, they don't start up the business, they don't reach the financial goal, they don't get to where they wanted to be in that relationship in that certain amount of time. Whatever it is, they don't reach that goal that they had set in mind. And I know this doesn't surprise you, but there is a reason why so many people don't reach the goals that they have in mind. There's a reason they don't accomplish what it is they say they want to accomplish. There's a reason they don't do what they had every intention of doing. And that reason is this: it's difficult to achieve our goals, and it's difficult to achieve our dreams and ambitions. If goals and intentions and desires were easy to be met, well, my goodness, who wouldn't achieve their goals? If it was easy to do, if there were no obstacles in place, if there were no challenges in place, everyone would achieve whatever it is they set out to achieve in life. And so with all the goals that are expressed, with all the desires and all the intentions that are made known from people as it relates to their personal life, so many of those go unmet, they go unfulfilled, because life is difficult and life is hard, and it's not easy to achieve so many times what you want to do. But as that is so, we also know this, that there are many people, and I wouldn't begin to know the numbers, but there are many people who, as they have set a goal for their life, as they have determined to do something with their life, they do it. They accomplish it. Whatever it is, they get it done. And this morning, I want us to think about this. I know you know it, but I want us to think about it, and that is this: whoever it is that meets their goal, whoever it is that fulfills that ambition in their life, it's not because they got lucky. It's not because it just came easy for them, though they may have had some breaks and there may have been some luck involved in that. They didn't achieve what they wanted out of life, though, just because it was easy. Here is what happened for the person who achieves their goal. They just determined, no matter what, I'm doing it. I don't care what the obstacles are, I'm working past the obstacles. I don't care what the naysayers say, I'm not going to listen to them, and I'm not going to let them drag me down. I'm not going to let them hold me back. I'm not going to let them discourage me. I don't care what they have to say. I am going to do what I have set out to do. The difference between the one who accomplishes and the one who does not accomplish what it is they've said they want to do, the difference is not just luck and easy for you and difficult for me. The difference is a determination that no matter what, I am doing this. Now this morning, as we're in Psalm 119, I want us to look at a scripture from this perspective. A spiritual goal that was set in place. Something that was desired and something that was intended on the part of the writer. This morning I want us to look in verse number 112. In verse 112, here's what the author says, I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. This morning, I think most of us know, we should know by now, what statutes is a reference to. We know that statutes would be a reference to the commandments or the precepts or the principles of the Word of God. We understand the statutes to be God's expectations on the lives of men and women. This is what God expects of anyone who would identify themselves as a child of God. And so here's the writer, and he speaks of the statutes of the Word of God. And if you look at it from this perspective, here's what you see, is that the writer declares a desire or the goal or the intention or the ambition to perform the statutes of the Word of God. So what does it mean to perform the statutes of the Word of God? It would mean this, to do it or to execute it. So here's the goal, here's the dream, here's the ambition, here's the intention, here's the desire. The psalmist says, I have a desire to do and to execute what God's Word says. I want to be the one who does what the Word of God says. I want to be the one who is obedient to the Word of God. I want to be the one who doesn't just talk about it, but I want to be the one who does it. Now, if you think about that thought for just a moment, you cannot deny this, that is a lofty goal for one's life. That is a high ambition for an individual. That is a big challenge to place before yourself. To say that I want to perform, I want to do the Word of God. That is a big goal, and it is a lofty, high ambition for this reason. Any honest person knows it is not easy to do what God's Word says. Anyone who has stated the desire to live in obedience to the Word of God, anyone who has stated the intention to live according to the truths of God's Word, here is what they know. They know that it is difficult and it is challenging and it is not something that simply comes naturally. You and I know that our flesh does not have a desire to do God's Word. Everything about our sinful flesh says disobey God's Word, be rebellious to the Word of God, and you do your own thing. That is what our flesh cries out. Your flesh isn't any more godly and any more spiritual than my flesh. And whenever it is just me and my flesh never says, do what God said. Don't worry about what you want to do. My flesh never says, put your own dreams and your own goals and your own desires on the back burner. You just focus on the Word of God. That's not what my flesh says. And for you to pretend that that's what your flesh says simply means you're a liar because I know better. Your flesh does not want to do the statutes or the commandments or the principles of the Word of God. That is not how it works. So here's the writer, and he speaks of a desire to perform the statutes, but notice what he said next. To do so always. To do so always. I don't know what you think whenever you hear the word always, or we might say it this morning, always, but I tend to think of it like this, that I want to do this at all times or in all situations. If you think about it, that makes the goal even that much more impressive. To think of that little word, to do this always, at all times, in every situation, boy, that's even taking it to a different level, because here's what so many people struggle with. They struggle with consistency in obedience to the Word of God. They do. We struggle with consistency in our obedience to the Word of God. Okay, it's like, okay, I'm doing good, and I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to do what the Word of God says, and so I'm doing good for a while, but then something comes up, and I have a little hiccup, and then I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, or I'm supposed to be doing this, and I want to do what the Word of God says, but now I'm with these certain people, whoever it may be, and now I'm struggling to do what I know that I'm supposed to be doing. There is a struggle to be consistent in our obedience to the Word of God. Okay, and so for the writer to say that it's his desire, his goal, his ambition, his intention to do or to perform the statutes at all times, I mean, that is setting a pretty high goal for one's spiritual life. But the word always is kind of interesting. It also means this. It's not just the idea of being at all times or in all situations, but it means this, to do something perpetually or forever. To do something perpetually or forever. What does that indicate? It indicates this, to do something without end. I want to do this until the end. We'll see this as it looks, as it says in verse 1 and 12, it says after the word always, it says even unto the end. Okay, the idea is this, is I don't want this to stop. I want to do this until my death. At this stage in life, I am setting a goal. I am setting an ambition, or I have an ambition for my life. Here's what I want to do. I want to do what God's Word says at all times, in all situations, until I'm finished. Until the end. The word end is interesting. If you study it out, it also is translated in other portions of our scripture as this, as a reward. As a reward. It's a reward, or like a wage that is received at the end of one's labor. So the writer says this, if you kind of put the thoughts together, he says, I want to perform and I want to do what the Word of God says always, at all times, in all situations, in all manners, unto the end, until my death, until I receive my reward. I want to do what God's Word says until I take my last breath, until I have nothing else to give and nothing else to do. I want to be obedient to the end. Friends, that is a serious spiritual goal. Amen. That is a serious spiritual goal. Now this morning, if I were to assume something, I would assume of you that you would say that that is your goal. I would assume of you, and please don't tell me if I'm wrong, but I would assume of you that if I asked you this morning, how many of you have a desire to do what the Word of God says at all times, in all situations, until the end, until you have nothing else to give, until you receive your final reward, I would hope that every one of us would say, that is my goal and that is my desire. I would hope, and I mean this, I would hope that nobody would say something like this, you know, if everything goes right, I'll be out of church in a few years. You know, if everything goes as planned, in a few years, I won't even need the Lord in my life. I won't need the things of God in my life. I would hope that no one would say it's your goal and it's your ambition to be backslidden in a few years. I would assume and I would hope that everyone would say, like the writer here, you know what, it's my dream and it's my goal and it's my ambition to live out my days in obedience to the Word of God. Now we already know, as I've mentioned, we know that it's not easy to do this. You see so many people who do not do the Word of God, and we'll talk about this more in a moment, but you see so many people who do not do the Word of God until the end, and they are not faithful until they reach that time of reward. So if this was the desire and if this was the ambition of the writer, then what was he going to have to do to see that it happened? Well, he tells us in the first part of the verse what he's done to accomplish what he hopes to do. He says, I have inclined mine heart. I have inclined mine heart. Now, most of us know, I think, what the heart is a reference to. It is a reference to who we are internally. It's not a reference to the organ or the muscle inside, as I've said so many times before, that pumps the blood throughout our body. Okay, the heart is a reference to who we are internally. It is the seat of our emotions. It is the seat of our passions. It is the seat of our desires, our wants, our longings in life. And so here's what he says. He says, I have inclined mine heart to perform or to do what the Word of God says. What does it mean to incline your heart? It means this, to turn your heart a certain direction. It means to determine the direction of your heart. See, the Bible says things like this, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The Bible says things like this, that we need to guard our heart, for out of the abundance of the heart are the issues of life. What comes out of my life is a direct reflection of who I am internally. I want us to get this, okay? This is so important. Who I am externally is nothing less than a reflection of what I am internally. So the words that come out of my mouth, that is a reflection of my heart. Whatever I do by way of treating others, that is a reflection of what I am internally. My priorities, my desires, my ambitions, all of these things, that is a reflection of my heart. Now, if the writer says that he has inclined his heart, he has turned his heart, then what that means is this. He has control over the direction of his heart. The heart, who we are internally, is not something that is beyond our control. Is there a flesh that must be struggled with? Of course. But in my personal life and in your personal life, here is what we've got to remember. that if we want to do the statutes of the Word of God, then we, by the grace of God, have to control where our heart goes. Because as we control our heart and as we dictate where the heart goes, that will then determine whether or not we perform the Word of God that we say we want to perform at all times, in all situations, until the end when there's nothing else to give. See, my flesh will say things like this: pursue the things of this world. Now, if I don't rein that in, if I don't control that, you know what my flesh will do? It will begin to pursue the things of this world. But because I am a child of God, I have the ability that though my flesh would say, pursue the things of this world, I have the ability to say, I will not pursue the things of this world. My flesh would say, allow your priorities to be arranged this way. Make this number one, make this number two, this number three, this number four. And if I don't control that, then my priorities will be aligned exactly how my flesh and how my inner man wants it to be. But this is important. By the grace of God and by the power of God, I have the ability to say, I will not allow my heart... I will not allow my heart the opportunity or the privilege to dictate my priorities in that manner. I am not subject to the desires of my heart. My heart is subject to the desires of my will. Scripture in Proverbs talks about how in the water face respondeth to face. You know what that's talking about? It's talking about when you look at your reflection, what you see in the water is nothing less than a reflection of what is standing over the water. But the principle is this. So the heart of man to man, what the Bible is saying is this: as though the water reflects what is above it, what is above it determines what is reflected on it. I have the ability to turn my heart where I want it to go. I have the ability to determine, do I want to pursue obedience or do I want to pursue disobedience? Do I want to pursue the things of God or do I not want to pursue the things of God? Do I want to make it my ambition and my goal and my desire and my priority to be obedient to the things of God? Or am I not really worried about that? I have the ability to control my heart, to turn it the direction it goes. Friends, if you and I don't have that ability, then you and I are not free will beings. If I have no control over the direction of my heart, which means I have no control then over the direction of my life, then I have no ability to determine whether or not I'm a doer of the statutes or not a doer of the statutes. Understand this. The writer makes it known that he has a desire to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. And so in an effort to accomplish what it is I want to do, I have inclined or I have turned my heart to this idea of being obedient and doing the Word of God so that I can do it until I reach that reward. It's not easy. There are certainly challenges along the way, but it can be done. It can be done. But all that being said, this morning I'd like us to think about something for just a moment, because we need to consider it, I believe, and that would be this. Throughout this study, something I've tried to be careful to do is not give all the credit to David in writing this. Now, is it possible that David wrote this? Certainly it's possible that David wrote this, but because we don't know definitively, without question, without doubt, who wrote this, I've tried to be careful in just how I've presented the information. Now, that being said, let's take for a moment this thought, this idea that it was David who wrote these verses and penned these words. And let's just say for a moment that it was David who said, I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Most of us hold David in fairly high regard, do we not? Most people sitting in churches, they hold him in pretty high regard. And so if David is the one who penned these words, and it's certainly possible, here is what we know. He obviously penned these words at an earlier stage in life. Because all you have to do is look at the final days of the life of David, the final years of the life of David, and here's what you see, is he did not perform the statutes of the Word of God at all times, in all situations, even unto the end. He just didn't. All you've got to do is look at the marriages of King David. That was not according to Scripture. You just have to look at the way he raised his kids, and you know immediately that was not according to the statutes and the precepts and the commandments of the Word of God. All you have to do is look at his priorities. All you have to do is look at how he lived out his days. All you have to do is look at how his life came to a close. And here is what you discover, is that he did not do the Word of God unto the end. Why is that? Is it because he grew older, and as he grew older, it became more difficult to be obedient? Is it because as he grew older, there were just so many more challenges that he couldn't face and that he couldn't deal with properly and that he couldn't respond to in a manner that was pleasing to God? No, you know why David failed in the latter stages of his life? It's pretty simple, actually. It's because he did not incline his heart. He did not turn his heart to perform the statutes always. See, here's what we've got to remember. That if I want to perform the statutes always, and if you want to perform the statutes always, even unto the end, then there is never a time in our life, there is never a time in our lives where we are not required to determine the direction of our hearts. Does this make sense? Friends, at age 41, I have to determine the direction of my heart today as much as when I was 21. As a pastor of this church, I have to determine the direction of my heart as much today as when I was a Bible college student preparing for the ministry. And as I grow older, as I become more aged, as I change in my situation of life, as I'm no longer raising kids and now I've got married children and one day grandkids if God allows, as the transition changes or happens in my life like it does for everyone else, I have to determine the direction of my heart then as much as I have to today. You know why so many people fade? You know why so many people fall out? You know why so many people in their Christian lives were has-beens or they are has-beens and they are the used-to-be Christians? You know why that is so? It's very simple. Because they used to incline their heart. They used to determine the direction that their heart would allow them to go. But as they got older and as things began to change, they began to relax, they began to coast, they began to not take so serious certain matters in their life. And as a result, they're no longer performing the Word of God as they said they wanted to. If you and I want to be a doer of the Word of God, if you and I want to be a doer of the Word of God at all times, in all situations, unto the end, until we reach that reward, what we have to do on a daily basis is determine what direction our heart is going to go. Today, am I going to do what God's Word says? It's that simple. Tomorrow, am I going to do what God's Word says? The day after that, am I going to do what God's Word says? So long as we incline or turn or direct our hearts to the things of God and obedience to the Word of God, we will be obedient always until the end. But if you and I ever stop controlling the heart and determining where it takes us, if you and I ever decide to coast or relax or to give in or to let up just a little bit, we will find ourselves not obedient, not doing, not performing. And it won't be because the challenges were out there, because the challenges are out there for everyone. The difference will be you did not determine, or I did not determine, to just do right no matter what. If you have the desire to be obedient unto the end, it is a daily requirement. And this morning, it wouldn't hurt us to just ask ourselves for a moment, where am I at today? Where am I at today? Where am I at right now in this spiritual journey, in this dream of mine, in this goal of mine, this ambition that I state, that I intend to live for the Lord? If that's what I say is my goal for the future, where am I at right now? Because if we're not determining the direction of our heart right now, we don't have much of a chance of ending up where we say we want to end up. Let's all stand this morning and bow our heads for a word of prayer. Fathers, I come to you this morning. I pray that you'd help us to be men and women, first of all, who have a desire to perform and to do what your word says.